WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's episode is going to be a game changer. We're diving deep into the art of setting healthy boundaries, something that's more crucial than ever in our hype-connected world. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling too much? Like everyone has their hands in your cookie jar. Yeah, we've all been there. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no all the time. It's about protecting your well-being and creating space where it truly matters. Think of it like this. Your time and energy are precious resources, so why not treat them with the respect they deserve? So, how do we build these mental walls without becoming hermits? Stick around, because I'm spilling the tea on 5 key takeaways that'll transform your relationship with boundaries. First off, know your worth. This might sound a little cheesy, but it's the foundation of everything. Seriously, you are amazing. Recognize your value and understand that you deserve to be treated with respect. When you know your worth, saying no becomes easier because you're not compromising who you are. Next up, identify your non-negotiables. What are those things in life that absolutely cannot be compromised? It could be spending quality time with loved ones, prioritizing your health, or dedicating time to your passions. Figure out your deal breakers and communicate them clearly. You're not obligated to explain yourself beyond as simple, "This isn't something I can do." Practice clear communication. This is huge. When you set boundaries, be direct, assertive, and kind. Avoid ambiguity because misunderstandings can lead to frustration. Instead of saying, "I might be busy," try, "My schedule is packed that day, but let's find another time." It's all about being honest without being harsh. Now, be consistent. Remember, boundaries aren't a one-time declaration, they require ongoing maintenance. If someone consistently pushes your limits, address it head-on. Don't be afraid to reiterate your boundaries and the consequences of crossing them. Finally, learn to say no gracefully. It's okay to decline requests, even if they seem tempting. You don't need to justify yourself or over-explain. A simple "thank you for thinking of me, but I can't commit right now" is often enough. Remember, saying yes to everything will lead to burnout and resentment. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your workday feeling less chaotic, your relationships more fulfilling, and your stress levels significantly lower. That's the power of healthy boundaries. You deserve a life where you feel respected, supported, and energized. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed or taken advantage of. Maybe a colleague constantly piled on extra work, or a friend expected you to drop everything at their beck and call. How did that make you feel? Probably drained, resentful, maybe even a little angry, right? Now imagine setting boundaries in this situation politely, but firmly stating your limits and prioritizing your own needs. Suddenly, things feel more manageable, and you have the energy to focus on what truly matters. So, remember, boundaries are not about building walls, they are about creating a space where you can thrive. The key takeaways here are crystal clear. Know your worth, identify your non-negotiables, communicate clearly and consistently, learn to say no gracefully, and always prioritize your well-being. By implementing these strategies, you'll unlock a whole new level of mental fitness and create a life that feels more balanced, fulfilling, and authentically. Ready to take action? First things first, identify one area in your life where you need to set stronger boundaries. Could it be with work, relationships, or even social media? Then think about what those boundaries would look like. Write them down, share them with someone you trust, and start putting them into practice. And don't forget to spread the Stoic love. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little boundary boost. Leave a review, it truly helps others discover the podcast. And let's keep this conversation going on social media using the hashtag #StoicMindGym. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.